This afternoon, the Scott administration unveiled its latest plan to curb school spending in Vermont and avoid property tax increases next year. The governor still says Vermont needs to reduce the number of people working in public schools. But in a reversal, Scott says the state no longer needs a legislative mandate to make that happen. We have two reports tonight, the first from VPR's Peter Hirschfeld.
It was only last week that Finance Commissioner Adam Gresham was in the House Education Committee, asking lawmakers to consider financial penalties for districts that don't meet target staffing levels. Here's Gresham after that meeting.
We need to do something this year. We need to have a sense of urgency.
Administration Secretary Suzanne Young says the urgency for cost containment remains, but she says the tools to address the problem are evolving.
We went in and we said one way to do it is with a mandate. There doesn't seem to be an appetite for that.
There was definitely not an appetite among lawmakers for the student-to-staff ratio mandate that the administration was peddling. And so on Tuesday, the administration presented lawmakers with a new plan that involves the administration working with local districts to reduce staffing levels. Acting Education Secretary Heather Bushey says there would be no mandate and no penalties for districts that don't meet the target ratio.
We've proposed to set up a task force or a work group that would work this summer so that we could actually work with local education agencies, local systems, to figure out what would best work for them.
The administration says the approach will yield more than $250 million in payroll reductions over the next 5 years. The proposal is part of a broader package that would also increase financial penalties for districts where per-pupil costs are more than 110% of the statewide average. Here's Administration Secretary Suzanne Young again.
If we can achieve the ratios, and we have these out years of savings that we are going to be able to reinvest into the system.
And those savings are critical to the governor's overall plan. That's because Scott wants to use nearly $60 million in one-time money this year to avoid a 7-cent increase in statewide property tax rates next year. The education savings from staffing reductions and other elements of the plan would be used to pay back some of those one-time expenditures. The fate of Scott's latest plan now lies with the 180 members of the Vermont legislature who will have to approve it. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
And I'm Bob Kinzel. The reaction from Democratic leaders at the State House was swift and mostly negative. Bristol Representative David Sharp is the chairman of the House Education Committee. He says the governor's plan to use one-time money to hold down property tax rates is fiscally irresponsible.
Doing this sort of behavior of paying the credit card off and then putting a lot more on the credit card the next day is not a particularly fiscally responsible process for the government to engage in.
House Speaker Mitzi Johnson said tapping into a number of reserve funds in order to avoid a property tax increase is definitely not the best use of that money.
The biggest flaw with this plan is that it drains all of those reserves. It really destabilizes some of our general fund for short-term gain.
And Johnson says a tax plan passed by the House earlier in the session is a better approach because it shifts some of the burden of paying for schools from the property tax to the income tax.
Where decisions on spending had tax consequences that were, you know, that people really understood, so that when your community spent more, you paid more. When your community saved, your taxes were reduced.
Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says he's concerned that the governor's plan assumes there will be a large reduction in teachers in the coming years. He says mandatory cuts may be necessary to achieve those staff reductions.
There's a reason why mandatory cuts to schools is so unpopular throughout the state right now, because every district is different. So managing personnel smartly makes sense, but a one-size-fits-all approach would be quite devastating to schools throughout the state.
The administration's plan will now be reviewed by the House and Senate Education Committees. The governor has pledged to veto any bill that raises property taxes. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.